Today, Shir is a Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Nun Beis. We will begin on the very top of the Amud with the words, Kibel Min HaKotan. We are in the middle of a Braisa that began 5 lines from the bottom of the Amud on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, where the Braisa was discussing whether one is allowed to be Mekabel, a Pekodon, from a woman or an Eved or a Tinoik. And the Braisa had said that l'chatchila, one is not allowed to be mekabel pekodin from nashim, avodim, and tinoikos, as the Rashbam explained there, because we are choshesh that perhaps the wife stole from her husband, the eved stole from his master, and the tinoik stole from the house where he was living in. However, the Braisa also stated, and we learned this halacha already concerning isha and eved, that if b'di'evet kibel min ha'isha, or b'di'evet kibel min ha'evet, then the halacha is that yachsir le'isha, and also yachsir le'evet, as the Rishonim explained, that we have a concept of l'makim shenatol yachsir. L'chatchila, we don't take it from them, because perhaps it is stolen. However, if we already took it from them, then we're not machzik them as ganovim, and we put it back to the same place where it was taken from. In other words, the matziv now, when we return it to the woman, to the eved, to the tinnik, is not worse than l'chatchila when they deposited it by us. So that's why, since we can always be tola, for example, in the case of an isha or an eved, perhaps someone gave them something, almanah she'ein Labal Rishuspa, in the case of a woman, or in the case of the Eved, Amenashe Ein La'odun Rishuspa. So they could have received this item in a legal manner. And so too here by Katan, Tosus, the top Tosus on the Yomid, the Ramaskal Kibel, says that Eimur Mitzia Ashkach, perhaps the Katan also got it legally. He got it through finding a Mitzia where there was no Chiv Hashava. And that's why, l'chatchil, we don't take it from the cotton, the same as the isha and the eved. Perhaps it was stolen. But once it was already received from the cotton, then, mi'ikra din, as the Rishonim speak out, the Rajba and the Chedusha Aran say, that the din should be also that yachsur l'cotton, except here, by cotton, we're going to see the Braisa tells us to do something else, and we will have to understand why the Braisa is telling us to do something else. Let us begin with the words, the concluding words of the Braisa that we began on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Begins the concluding words, Kibel min ha'katan. If one b'di'evet, he shouldn't have taken it from the katan, but b'di'evet he did take it from the katan. So the din is, yasa loy segula. He should make a trust, he should make an investment for the katan. And the Rajma and the Chedusha Aran say that ain't a chanami. Meikra din, the Braisa could have stated, and that's the halacha, kibel min hakotan, yachsur l'kotan. Because we can be toila that he found it as a mitziah, as Tosa says. And we have the rule, as the Ramban, the Rajma, the Mukhi Yosef, the Chedusha Aran all said in yesterday's shir, that l'makam shenatal yachsir. So meikra din, put it back in the same matzav that it was to begin with. To begin with, it was in the reshus of the cotton. You took it from him to be a shomer. Now give it back to the same place. So that's me'ikra din. However, as the Rashbam speaks out at the end of the top line, ukemashlich le'ibudami, in the case of a cotton, when you give it back to the same place where you got it from, you give it back to the cotton, the shomer is like throwing something away. So there's a special takana, kedei lotzis l'dei shemayim, because of the concept of ashavis aveda to the katan. He's not old enough to take care of this item himself, and therefore if you give it to him, he'll lose it. So for his shmira, lotzis l'dei shemayim, it is better, it is praiseworthy and preferable that Yasaloi Segula, the Gemara, in a few lines, will discuss exactly what that investment and that Segula on behalf of the cotton should be. Now, the Chedusha around the Nemuki Yosef both bring down the Rajba, that the Rajba says that this din is speaking about a katan shaloi higia l'utais. In other words, the katan is an extreme katan. He's less than 6 years old. He doesn't have any das. So for him, the halacha is, because of the concept of a shavas avedit to the katan, that he shouldn't lose it, that yasa loy segula. However, by a katan that's a gia loynes utois, that he's already over 6 years old, where Chazal have said that mekhoi mekach umemchoroi mechar, that his transactions are considered valid transactions, depending on the das of the katan after 6 years old. So there in Echonami, there's no din of yasa loy segula. There, you will actually give it back to the katan. We'll soon see that Rabbi Chanan is medayik from the Rashbam, that the Rashbam disagrees with these Rishonim, but this is the sheet of the Chiddush Ran and the Nemuk Yosef in the name of the Rashba, that the entire Bryce is speaking about a katan shalayigia lepuutois, however, a katan shegia lepuutois, then the din is you give it right back to the katan. Continues the brisa. The im mace, and if the katan died, then yachshul yarshav, then you give it back to his yarshin. And now the brisa concludes with a statement that refers to the isha and the evet and the katan, the tinaik v'kulon. All of them, and the Rashbam says Kulon is being maisiv, afila cotton, even the cotton, she'amru, that they said b'shas misosan, as they were dying, shel ploini hein, that this particular item, that is by the shomer, it really belongs to ploini, it doesn't belong to the bailam, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the ploini, yasa kipirushan. We should do as they are telling us to do. Now, the Rashbam tells us that when it says here, Bishas Mis is Lav Dafka, really the same halacha would apply when they're healthy as well. Let us see the concluding part of this halacha, which Rashbam says is equal to Shas Misa or Chayim. The Braisa concludes, V'im Lav, as the Rashbam explains. The Rashbam has three pshatim here. He likes only one. We'll speak out the one that he likes, and then we'll see why he doesn't like the other two. V'im Lav. And if the Shomer feels that he cannot trust what the woman, or Evid, or Katan is saying, B'shas Misa, Yasa Pirush LePirushan. He should make an explanation to the explanation. In other words, he should read between the lines, as the Rashbam explains, that really, they know it doesn't belong to them. And really, you understand that they feel it really belongs to the original Bailam, but they don't want to die in a situation where people will say about them, oh, these people were ganavim, and they admitted before they died that they had stolen from the real owner. So that's why they're saying, oh, it's not ours, it belongs to Ploini. But reading between the lines, the Shomer can figure out that really they're trying to say it's not mine, and really I stole it. They're just embarrassed to do so. So if that's the way he feels, then he should read between the lines, and he should take and give it back to the Bailam. So learns the Rashbam pshat in V'im Lav. So it comes out that as the Rashbam learns, whether it's B'shas Misa or whether Mechayim, the halacha will be the same. If he feels the Shomer that he can trust what they're saying, then he should give it to the Ploini. If he feels he cannot trust what they're saying, then he should give it to the original Bailam. Says the Rashbam, if the same halacha applies to Briim, healthy people as well. So why does the Braisa say B'shas Misasan? That's just, answers the Rashbam, because that's Shchiach. If the person is healthy, so why did he have to reveal that this belongs to Ploini? He could have waited until the Shomer gives it to him back, and then he'll take it himself and he'll give it to Ploini. So the normal case where this would apply, that he's going to say it shall Pliny is a case where he can't do anything about it anyway. He is on the verge of death. He knows somebody else is going to have to take care of this matter. So that's the prevalent, usual, normal time where such a thing will happen, when it's the Rashbam, that he will say, give it to Pliny. But Einachanami, if he was healthy and he said, give it to Pliny, if he was trustworthy, if the Shimer felt that his words are really MS, then give it to Pliny. If you feel that they're suspicious and they're just embarrassed to admit that they stole it, then don't listen to what he's saying. Make a pirush to Purusha and give it to the real Bilam. Now let's first go through the Rashbam's two pshatim, which he does not like. There is one pshat that says, Vim Lav means not that you can't trust him, but if he wasn't Mefarish, B'shas Misa. So then you should make a pirish to his pirish. You should clarify something that he isn't clarifying and expressing, and you should figure out that it's supposed to go back to the Bilam. The Rashbam does not like this pshat, because then it comes out, the Braisa has said the same halacha twice, because on Nun Aleph Amid Beis we learned, V'im Mesa Yachzer L'Bilam, or by the Eved, V'im Mes Yachzer L'Raboy. And that is speaking about where he didn't say anything, and he died. And you're the Shimer, you have it. You give it back to the Odin. You give it back to the Baal. So L'chayra here, V'im Lav, according to this pshat, he didn't say anything, and he died. Yas, the Peres, the Perushin, give it back to the Baal. So the Bryce is saying the same idea in two different ways, but it's saying the same thing twice. Why repeat it twice? The Rashbam, therefore, does not like this pshat. A final pshat, which the Rashbam rejects, is that there was a girsa here of Ikka D'Amri. Some say, not like the Tanakama, who learned Yasa Kepirushin to give it to the Acher, to the Pliny, but rather, you never give it to the Pliny, even though they said to give it to the Pliny, but rather, your Mechuyev, Ikka D'Amri, Yasa Pirush the Pirushin, you should always read between the lines and give it back to the Bilam. There is no such concept that the Shimer can decide on his own whether he should trust the Cotton or the Eved or the Isha. It's not up to the Shimer. Tanakama holds he should always listen to the person who's dying, and the final Ikka D'Amri hold, no, you never listen to them, and you always give it back to the Bilam. The reason the Rashbam does not like this pshat is because we're going to have a story soon about the wife of Rav Bar of Chana, and the psak that Rav gave was that it depends on you whether you trust what is being said. If you do trust, listen. If you don't trust, then do a pirush l'pirusha. According to the pshat that we are just learning in the Rashbam, which Rashbam rejects, then there is no such shita. Rav is not saying like anyone, because according to the final pshat, which Rashbam had rejected, the Tanakama held you always listen to them, give it to the Pliny, and the Ikka D'Amri held that you never listen to them. And Rav was saying it depends on who you trust. Do you trust them or not? So the Rashbam says it could only be that Rav was going according to the first pshat that we mentioned from the Rashbam, that in fact, it's totally in the Shimer, does he trust what the wife or the Eved or the Cotton, the Tinnik is saying, or does he not trust? And based on that, he will either give it to the Pliny, or he will give it to the Baal. And the next story, we're going to see that Rav paskin like this way in a case concerning the wife of Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Now, the Rosh, Taisus, and the Miri are Choylik under Rashbam, and they hold that this din of Kulin Sha'amru B'Shas Misasin is in fact only B'Shas Misasin to give it to the Pliny. And it's totally whether you trust what they're saying or not. However, if they're Briyim, then it doesn't matter whether you trust them or not, you have to always give it to the Pliny. You don't have a choice. When do you have a choice? That's only is B'Shas Misasin. But if they're Briyim, then even if you don't trust them, you have to do what they say. Why? Because if they're healthy, so these Rishayim say, then you always have a Migui. you have to trust what they're saying, because they could have kept quiet. They could have waited till you return it to them, and then they themselves could have given it to the Pliny. So the fact that they said, it's not mine, but it belongs to the Pliny, even though you're suspicious about what they're saying, they have a migri, and therefore you have to listen to what they're saying. Even if you don't trust them, you have to give it to the Pliny. The only time, according to these Rishonim, the Rosh, Tosfos, and the Miri, when there'll be a chilek, whether you trust them or not, is b'shas, b'sasa, where they don't have a migui. They can't on their own. They're sick, they're deathly ill. On their own, they are not able to go and give it to the Pliny. So they don't have a migui. So then in the Chanami, it depends. If they're trustworthy, if their words seem to be emistic, then give it to the Pliny. If not, make a pirush l'pirushin, read between the lines, and give it to the Bilam. And one final thought is Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says on the fourth line of the Rashbam says that Kulin Shamru includes not only a woman, a wife, or an Eved, but a Filu Katan. If they said Bishas Misasna give it to Pliny, you listen to them. Ask the Rabbi Chanan on the Rashbam if the Rashbam would hold like the Chedusha Ran in the Mukhi Yosef in the name of the Rashba, that we are speaking about a cotton that shaloi higil oinus haputos, that he is less than 6 years old. So how could it be that they, if they said this cotton, this extreme cotton, who's under age 6, who has no das, and if he says, oh, give it to the Pliny, since when is his amira worth anything? So it says the Rabbi Chanan, must be that we see that the Rashbam is choylik under Rashba. The Rashbam holds that our Gemara is speaking about a katan who is over 6. He does have das. He's a gia. He did reach the age where mekhoi mekachu memkori memkar. Ay, oy bazoi. That's why we have to listen to them if they said Pliny, unless it looks suspicious what they're saying. But otherwise, we do listen to them. Their amir is an amir. Ayoy bezoy, why is the locha kibul menakot n'yaseloy segula? We should make an investment. Answers Rabbi Chanan, that einech nami, they have das, and their amir is an amir, and their mekach is a mekach, but still, they are not old enough to watch things carefully, even though they're bar das. So to make a shmira, al tashavas aveda, there we make a segula, an investment, a good investment for them until they get older. They may have das and their mekach, their amira is an amira, but their shmira is still faulty, and that's why kedei lots of deshamayim, even by such an older cotton, we will make a school. As it comes out of machlokes between the Rashba and the Rashbam, whether the halacha of yaseloi skula is only by a child who is less than 6 years old, but a child who's over 6 years old, there the Rashba holds that we will be machzirit to the cotton. However, according to Rabbi Chanan's diuk and the Rashbam, even an older child, but if he's still a cotton, we will still make a skula for him. We will not be machzirit to the cotton. Continues the Gemara with a story. Devisa de Rabbi Rav Chana, the wife of Rabbi Rav Chana, Kiko Shachva, as she was dying, Omer, she said, Hani Kippi, these earrings, de Marta, they belong to Marta. The Rashbam says Marta is a Shem Chacham, who was the brother of Rav Chiya, and she also said, Ubnei Barta, it also belongs to his sons, the sons of his daughter, of Marta's daughter. So it belongs to Marta and to his grandchildren, his family. Also, Lekame de Rav. So, Rabba Bar Bar Chana came in front of Rav. Omar Lei, Rav said to Rabba Bar Chana, I mehem de loch. If she's trustworthy to you, that she didn't steal from you, aseki pirusha, then you should do what she clarified, what she explained, that it belongs to Marta and to his family, and return it to Marta. V'iloi, but if you think she may have stolen for you, and she's embarrassed to say that she stole, if you're suspicious about what she said, asei pirush lepirusha, then read between the lines, and then you have a right to keep it yourself. And this is what the Rashbam says, that Rav went according to the pshat that the Rashbam said before, that if it's trustworthy what they're saying, then the Shomer gives it back to the Ploini, as they said, and if not, he gives it back to the Bailim. So Rav was going with that Mahalach, and that's why he gave Rav Baruch Hanna the option, depending on the trustworthiness of his what his wife was saying. The Ikad the Amri and some say, Hachi Armalei, this is what Rav said to Rav Baruch Hanna. E amidaloch loch asei ki pirusha. The Eloi asei perish the pirusha. The Rashbam has two pshatim in amidaloch. The first pshat is, if Marta and his family were rich enough that they could have been in a position to give over a pikadon to your wife, then do what she said to give it back to them. But if they are not rich enough to have done that, then apparently what she was saying was not true, and therefore you have to make a pirusha pirusha that really she took it from you, and therefore you have a right to keep it. The second shot of the Rashbam is that if your wife, according to your estimation, has friends that could have given her these valuable earrings, and they could have said to your wife, we're giving it to you, Amanas, that your husband has no chelik in it, and now she decided that she's going to take it and give it as a present to Marta and to his family. If that's a possibility, then do what she says. But if not, if she doesn't have such type of friends, then again, asei pirush lepirusha, that read between the lines that really she took it from you, but she's just embarrassed to say she stole it from you, and therefore you have a right to keep it, and do not listen to what she's saying, that she wants to give it as a present to Marta. This is the second pshat in the Rashbam. Continues the Gemara, explaining the brisa that we began today's shir with, min hakotan. If he received it b'dievet from the cotton, which he shouldn't have taken the cotton, but b'dievet he took it, so then really he can give it back to the cotton. But yaseloi skula, k'dei lotzis yidei shemayim, that it an inyan of hashavas aveda, the cotton's going to lose it. He should make a skula, my skula. What is the investment that he should make for the cotton? Rav Chisda Amar sefer Torah. He should buy a sefer Torah, and the Rashbam explains on the third wide line, the child will be able to learn in the sefer Torah, and the karen of the sefer Torah will be kayam, it'll have value for him as he grows up. Rabba bar bar huna amar dikla, he should buy a date palm tree, the ochel minei tamri, where the cotton will be able to eat the peiros, but the karen will be kayam. However, what the Rashbam says, what he should not do is to invest in a business, because chas v'shalom, what could happen is shema ya'arba dover takol v'tovat. All the money could get lost, and the cotton will lose everything, and that's not a good investment in a business. Rather, it should be something where the karen is kayim, and he can either eat the peiros of learning of a sefer Torah, or he can eat the peiros of a date tree, but the date tree itself will remain for him as he grows up. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis. V'loy la'av b'nichsei ha-ben, v'loy la'ben b'nichsei ha'av. That if a son had a property and his father ate peiros for 3 years on his son's property, or the father had property and his son ate 3 years on his father's property, and each one was not moicha on the other, that is not considered a valid chazaka. As the Rashbam explains there on Daf Mem Beis, because dumya da petrupin ninu zeb in a chosef shal zeb. Because a father to a son or a son to a father, they are like administrators of each other's property, and therefore they're not makbid on each other if they eat fruits, and therefore it's no proof from the fact that the other one wasn't meicha to the raya to become a raya that the father or the son was machzik and was a purchaser of the field from the other one. Amar Rabbi Yosef, says Rabbi Yosef on this Mishnah, afilu chalku, that this halacha, that the father has no raya of chazaka in the nechostim of his son, or vice versa, the son has no raya in the nechostim of his father, is even if they have split up, as the Rashbam explains, even if the son is no longer samach al shulchan aviv, he's not dependent on his father's table for sustenance, and the son is not busy anymore in the properties of his father, they've split, they've parted ways, even so, there is no chazaka, as the Rabbeinu Gershom says the Lashon, Mishum, the Abba legabe bro, ubro legabe Abba, achuli achli aperezelezeh, even if they're not a patripsin, even if they're not busy administrating each other's field, even if they parted ways, but they're not makbid, it's a father with a son with a father, and therefore it is never a raya if one of them was there for 3 years. That's the shita of Rabbi Yosef. Rav Omar, which is the girsa of the Rashbam, or according to the Bach, it's Rabba Omar Chilku Loi, that our mission is not speaking about where they have parted ways. If, in fact, they've parted ways, then they're like two total strangers. They are makbid on each other. And then, if 3 years went by, and let us say the son was in the father's field, and the father wasn't moicha against the son's eating for 3 years peiris, he should have been moicha, he is makbid. And if he wasn't moicha, then it is, in fact, a raya that the son has purchased this field from his father, or in the vice versa case. Continues the Gemara, Amar of Yirmiyami Difti, Ovid Rav Papi Uvde Chalkuloi. Rav Papi Paskin the Halacha Lamaisa, where there was a father or a son eating 3 years Paris, and he said that the Mishnah's Din did not apply in such a case where they've parted ways, and it is a riot, is a chazaka of 3 years, and who was it like, who was this like? Kerava, or according to the Gears of the Bach, Kerava. Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, said Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ishtoi li Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya told me, and where was Rav Chiya from? May Hurmiz Ardishid. This is the name of a place, Hurmiz Ardishid. He told me, the Ishtoi li Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov told him, Mishmeda Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, in the name of Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, that Chilku loy, that if in fact they've parted ways, they've parted company, they're not busy in each other's properties, they're not an apotropist, they're not an administrator. On this, the Mishnah was not speaking about, and then, in fact, there will be a chazaka of shalosh shanim v'hilchasa, and in fact, what is the halacha? Chilku loy, that if they have parted ways, the Mishnah is not speaking about that, and if he was there for 3 years, then there is a chazak, it's a raya, that he has purchased it, either the son from the father, or the father from the son. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned like this also in a brisa. Ben Shecholak, if a son parted ways from his father, he no longer is busy with his father's properties, he's not Soimach on Shulchan Aviv, they're leading their independent lives. Ve'ishtoi Shemiz Garsha, or his wife, he divorced. So then, Harein Kishar Kol Adam, then they are makbid on each other. They're like two separate individuals. They have no shaykhus with each other. And if one of them was there for 3 years eating peiris, either the father from the son from the father, or the husband from his divorced wife, or the divorced wife from her husband, if the other one wasn't moicha, it will be a chazaka, it will be a raya of 3 years. The Rashbam on Amud Beis, nine lines from where it gets wide at the bottom of the Amud, brings that Bebava Basra, we'll learn it inside quickly, Bebava Basra Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi in Masech Bebava Basra, it states, Ein le'ish chazaka v'nichsei ishtoi b'chaye ishtoi, while his wife's alive. Avla acher misas ishtoi, once his wife has died, yesh le'ish chazaka. V'loi le'ishu b'chaye bala b'nichsei bal, avla acher misas bala, yesh lechazaka. V'loi la'av b'nichsei aben b'chayi aben, aval acher mises aben, yesh lechazaka. V'loi la'ben b'nichsei av b'chayi av, aval acher mises av, yesh lechazaka. V'ikka l'dmuyi l'hach t'san yilil ben shecholik v'ichu shenis garsha. So the Rashbam says that you can tsushtel this Yerushalmi in Bava Basra that speaks about Misa to the Gemara that we've just learned here on Amud Aleph of Ben Shecholik Vishtashon is Garsha. Because what the Yerushalmi is saying is that there's no greater separation than death. So if the father has died, or the son has died, or the husband has died, or the wife has died, so then of course they're totally separated, and then if one of them, the surviving relative, for 3 years was eating peiris, then this, in fact, will be a raya, and Rashbam says that it's comparable to the din that we just learned, that when there is a break, a severance in the relationship, then they're like strangers, they're like any other person, and the 3 years of eating, in fact, constitutes a raya. Itmor, we have learned in a braisa, echad min ha'achin, one of the brothers, shahaya noisev and noisem b'toich ha'bayis, that he was managing in the house, as the Rashbam explains. The father died, and the oldest brother, that was the derech, that he would manage the estate. And here it's speaking about a case where these brothers were related through the father. They had the same father, but they had different mothers. As we'll see, this is Nageya to the seer, to the case over here. So the oldest of the brothers was managing the estate. And there were shtari mecher. The Rashbam says the word oinois comes from the pasuk in Bereishis Memtes, koichi v'reishis oini, the beginning of my strength. This refers to a shtar mecher, because if a person has a deed to property with his name on it, so that deed gives him strength, and it should entitle him to the property which is written in the deed. So this is the oina, this is the strength, the shtar mecher. And also there were other shtores. These were shtare milva, that he had lent money to someone. And they were all Yitznel Shmoy. They were written in the name of the oldest son. Let's call him Reuven. So Reuven was written as the person who had purchased fields. He was written as the malva to whom various loves owed money. Va'omar, and Reuven said, Shalihim, it's an independent money that I accumulated, and I bought fields, and I lent out money, and my brothers have no chelik in this. How did I get independent money if all my money is from the estate? Shenafluli mebesa via ima, since we all have separate mothers. So from my maternal grandfather, my mother's father, I received the Yerusha. So my brothers who share the same father with me have no shaychus in that Yerusha that I received from my maternal grandfather, and it is with that money that I purchased the field. It's that money that I lent out halvos, and it's owed to me and not to my brothers. So what is the halacha? So we have a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, olav lahavi raya, even though it's written in his name. But since, as the Rashbam explains, until today we had no knowledge that he had any independent money, all of his money was part of the estate, so therefore he now has to prove that he in fact had independent money. And on Amud Beis we will see exactly what the raya that he will have to bring. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel disagrees, and Shmuel says, Allah achen lavi raya. It is the brothers who have to bring a proof that he did not have independent money, that he used their money, and that they do have a chelik in this field, in this deed, on this field, or on the shtari halvoda. People owed their brother money. Not only do they owe their brother, they owe them money, because he had no independent money. They will have to prove that. The Rashbam points out that even though the halacha in Dine Mamanis is Hilchasik Yishmul Bedine, Karav Bi Surim, in Isser Veheter, the halacha is like Rav, but in Dine Mamanis Dinem, the halacha is like Shmuel, but here is an exception to the rule. Here the halacha is like Rav, and so the Rashbam will paskan on Amud Beis, even though we'll see on Amud Beis that the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Raboisai, the Rebbeim of the Rashbam, paskan different than the Rashbam. But the Rashbam shita is that since there's a brisa on Amud Beis that says like Rav, and also we find Rav Chisda and Rab and Rab Sheshis are all going in the sheet of Rav, in this halacha we pasken like Rav, that olav lahavi raya, the brother has to bring a proof that he had independent money. Otherwise, it goes into the estate and it's owned by all of the brothers. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, Moideli Abba, that Abba is moda to me, we'll soon see who Abba is, She'im meis alo achen lahavi raya, that if this oldest brother dies, and he left over Yisomim, so now the brothers, the uncles of these Yisraelim, they are going to have to bring a rye. Abba is, as the Rashbam says, Rav. His real name was Abba. We find that Abba is called, the Gemara Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Rashbam brings down Abba Aricha, because this refers to Rav, who was Oruch Bedoyra, he was the Gadol Hador. Why was he called Rav? Why did he get this appellation? Just like Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael was called, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was called the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. He was the teacher of all of Klal Yisrael. So too, Rav in Bavel was given that honorary name of being the Rav of Klal Yisrael. But actually, this is Abba. Abba is the same as Rav. His real name was Abba, according to Rashbam, and Rav was a title, an honorary title. So even though Rav said that when it came to the oldest brother, it is he who has to bring the rye in this case. But if the oldest brother dies, as Rashbam explains, since the Yisraelim don't know anything about their father's dealings, so they don't know where to bring a proof that in fact this was independent money that their father owned and with which he purchased the fields or he lent out the money. They don't know how to bring that proof. In that case, so Abba Rav is moided to Shmuel, then al ha'achin lavi raya. If the brother is still alive, then we say, you know how to bring a proof that you had independent money. So then Rav paskins that all of lavi raya. Shmuel holds that even there al ha'achin lavi raya. But at least where the father died, where the oldest brother died, so his Yisraelim, who don't know any rayas, they don't have to bring the raya, and we're going to force the remaining brothers, the uncles, to bring raya that this money was not independently owned by the deceased brother. Askiv law, papa, and this is Rav Papa, even though the word Rav is not mentioned here, so Rav Papa asked the following question, Klum tanina luli yasmi midi deloiton lehu avuot. Is there such a thing that Bezdin tainis for the Yisraelim, something that the father himself was unable to taina? That's not possible. If the father was still alive, then if he would say, let the brothers bring a raya, so Rav would paskin, no, you have to bring the raya. But now that he died, so now Bezdin tainis for the Yisraelim, that the remaining brothers should bring the raya. How could we give the Yisraelim a better taina than their father himself? Their taina can't be stronger than the father. And the Rashbam brings down that even though on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, it would seem that we do give the Yisraelim a better taina than the father, because if a Yoresh was on a field for 3 years, even though his father was only there one day, so we say that there is a good chazaka, and we say that they yarshin it from their father, and this belonged to their father. But l'chayra, if their father, asked the Rashbam, would not say, l'kuachu biyadi, that I purchased it, he wouldn't say, atamachartali, atanasatali matana, you sold it to me, you gave it to me matana. He would just be there 3 years. We wouldn't give it to the father. And yet here it seems that we're giving it to his Yisraelim if they were there for 3 years. So we're giving the Yisraelim a better taina than the father himself. So the Rashbam says, no. The reason we give it to the Yisraelim is because we award them the same taina that their father could have tained it. Just like their father could have tained it. That I bought it or I received it from you as a matana. That's what he could say against the ma'arer, the one who's saying that this does not belong to your father, does not belong to the Yisraelim. It belongs to me. But what could the father have tied it? You gave it to me as a present. You sold it to me. So now we award it to the sons, Bezdin tainus for them, that yes, they are from their father, and if their father was alive, he would have tied it, that he bought it. And he would have had some proof. The Yisraelim are not able to prove what their father could have proved. But we give them the same taina that the father could have taina. Whereas in this case over here, if the father would say, let my brothers bring the raya, Rav would paskin, no, you have to bring the raya. And suddenly, once the father dies, we say on behalf of the Yisraelim that the uncles, the surviving brothers, of these Yisraelim, they the uncles have to bring the raya. Here we're giving a taina to the Yisraelim more than we would give to the father himself. And we don't do such a thing. And now Rav Papa brings a proof that we don't do such a thing. V'harava afik zuga desarbala, Rava took out from Yisraelim. He took out a scissor of a cloak maker. This scissor was used to cut loose strands, and the Yisraelim had it, and they said it's ours. The Safra Dagadita, and also a sefer of Agodah, he took it away, miyasmi, from the Yisraelim. Beloy Raya, there were others who said these scissors, or this sefer of Agodah belongs to us. And even though they didn't have any proof, yet we took it away from the Yisraelim and we gave it to those people. What was the case speaking about? Bidvorim Hasuyim Hashalaster. These were things that were normal that one person would lend or rent it out to the other, as we turned it up Nun Beis Amid Beis. And this was based on Kiddushalach Rav Huna Bar Avin, as Rav Huna Bar Avin sent a halacha, Dvorim Hasuyim Hashalaster, something that is usually lent out, it's borrowed, it's rented, Vomar, and the person who has it now, and he says, Lekuchinem biyodi, I purchased it. So normally, when somebody has something, which he says is a muchsikon, and he says, I purchased it, we believe him. But here, where it's Vorma Sumash Lasker, we don't believe him. Einoi Nemon, he's not believed. So just like we wouldn't believe the father, if he said, I purchased it, in this situation of Dvorim Asurim L'Hashal HaAsker, so we don't give the Yisraelim, his Yisraelim, a better taina. And therefore, since these scissors and the Sefer of Agadah were things that people lend out, they rent out, therefore the Yisraelim can't taina belongs to us because it belonged to our father, because we wouldn't believe your father either if he said L'Kuchi B'Yadi. So we see a rule that we never tined it for the Yisraelim more than we tined it for the father himself. So if so, how could Shmuel say, according to Rav, that if the father was alive and he would say that let my brothers bring a raya, we would say, no, you have to bring a raya that you had independent money. And yet when the father dies, on behalf of the Yisraelim, we say that the brothers have to bring a proof that the father of the Yisraelim did not have independent money. That these fields that are purchased, these deeds belong to the entire estate. These shtari halva belong to the entire estate. How could a Yisraelim have a better taina than the father himself? The Gemara remains with a kasha. This, in fact, is a kasha. What Shmuel wants to say, that Rav will differentiate between when the father's alive or when the father has died, that difference, l'chaira, is difficult. Now, here comes the Rashbam, and the Rashbam brings down that even though the Gemara here ends off with a kasha, but Rabbeinu Chananel paskins that the halach is like Shmuel. Perhaps we don't say the halach is like Shmuel when the father is still alive, but certainly in that which Shmuel said, that even Abba, even Rav would be mighty when the father died, that on behalf of the Yisraelim, we tell the brothers, the uncles, to bring the raya, that is the halacha, even though the Gemara says kasha. So the rabbosai of the Rashbam say that there's a difference between kasha and tiyufta. Tiyufta means checkmate, upgefrekt, that this is a kasha that has no answer, whereas the word kasha just means that at that moment the Beis Medrash didn't have a teretz. Lemaisa, the Rosh, also passes like Rabbeinu Chananel, and says that we paskin here like what Shmuel said. I, the Gemara, says kasha, so the Rosh, in fact, gives a teretz. The Rosh says, since, after all, it's written in the shtar that this field belongs to the Yisraelim's father, and the shtar, halva, belongs to the Yisraelim's father, so even though if the father is alive, we force him to bring a raya, but if the father has died, since the Yisraelim don't know what's going on in their father's affair, and after all, it is written in the name of their father, so here, this is the teretz of Gemara's kasha. That's why we give a better taina to the Yisraelim than to the father, because really, the shtar would indicate that it does belong to their father. It's just that if he's alive, we're machmer, and we say, listen, if it's really yours, prove it. But if the father has died, then we leave it with the regular din that would indicate it belongs to the assignment to the oldest brother, because the assignment don't know what's going on with their father's affairs. So this is the teretz that the Rosh gives to this kasha, and Memela, the Rosh, and the Rabbeinu Chananel, Paskin, that we hold like Shmuel, at least where the father has died, that the brothers have to bring the raya. However, the Rashbam disagrees, and the Rashbam paskins, and so he brings down, that Rabbeinu Chananel brings the Marish Goin paskins the same way, that we paskin like Rav across the board. Whether father is alive, whether father has died, always it's on the oldest brother and his Yisoyimim, they must bring the Raya. Because you know what the difference between Kasha and Tiyufta is? Says the Rashbam, they're both the same. The only difference is that the Tiyufta is when you bring a Kasha from a Brisa or a Mishnah, and Kasha is when you bring, like in our case, where we brought from an Amoira. We brought this from Rav Huna Bar Avin. We brought from Rava, who took the scissors out from the hands of the Yisrael. So we're asking a kasha from Amoira. There we use the word kasha. But the strength of the kasha is just as strong as Tiyufta, as is the word kasha. Therefore, Shmuel is totally knocked out, and we paskin across the board like Rav. So says the Rashbam. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Chizda, says Rav Chizda, Loi Shanu. When do we paskin like Rav that the brother has to bring a raya? Ella the ein chalukin beis sasan, that they have no separation as far as the dough is concerned, meaning that whatever they spend for food comes from the estate. So the brothers need a loaf of bread. That money comes from the estate. There's no independent allowance. Aval chalukin beis sasan. But if there is a separate food allowance that each brother gets from the estate, a certain amount of money for food each week, so then, Amor, we will say, that there was a way that the oldest brother could have an independent source of money. He's getting this allowance, let's say it's $100 a week, and he will be thrifty, he won't eat so much, he won't spend so much, he'll save his money from his allowance, and after a while it'll build up, he'll make an investment in karka, and the Rashbam says this way he can become a wealthy person, he can have independent wealth. Now Toisvis, the second Toisvis on the Amid, Divrei HaMaskil Emor, says, Afagav Deloi Torn Hachi. But in our case, he's not saying that's where he got his money. What's he saying? It's my maternal grandfather's money, as we saw in Amud Aleph. So what's the Gemara saying here? What's Rav Chizda saying? Since he has a migui, he could have said that I had a separate food allowance and I saved my money. And that's how I was able to lend out money. That's how I was able to purchase karka. But this money has nothing to do with my brother, since he could say that. And we would believe him. Therefore, even when he says I had independent money from my maternal grandfather, we do believe him. Continues the Gemara, Raya B'mai. When Rav said that the oldest brother has to bring a raya, what is the raya? And here we have a machlokes, Rav and Rav Sheshes. Rav Amar Raya Be'edim. The raya is Be'edim. Now here the Rashbam says an interesting thing. What will the Edim say? Either in Divrei HaMaskil Raya Be'edim, around seven lines before it gets medium wide on the Amud in the Rashbam, Al-Bala Shtar Lovi Raya Demisosa Kimitz. The Edim have to say that he got a separate allowance and that he was thrifty and he gathered up the money like kmitza. He made a kmitza on the money that he left over some money to purchase karka. Oy, says the Rav Shabbat, me avi imo yorish. V'hoya momen shoshtar salol shaloi. The money of these shores belonged to him. Now, this Rashbam would seem to be a little difficult because Tysus just said that you don't need Edom for that. That in Rav Chizda, that Rav Chizda said that he's believed to say this outright, Misasa Kimetz, or if he says, like in our sugya, that he got a mibeis avi ima from his maternal grandfather, he believed with a migui. So he wouldn't even have to bring Edom on this. And yet here the Gemara is saying that that in fact is what the Edom are going to say. Perhaps the Rashbam is speaking about a case where Beis Din is not clear that there was a separate allowance, so then it will be necessary for Edom to say this. If Beis Din knows on its own that there was a separate food allowance, then he would be believed without Edom. But if this is not the fact, then he will have to bring a raya that meisas hakimetz, or that it belonged, the money was independent from his maternal grandfather. That's the shita of Rabba. Rav Sheshi Samar Raya Bekim Ashtar. The Raya is from a henpik. When Beis Din goes through a shtar and makes sure that every detail in the shtar is accurate and valid, they give a seal of approval, a henpik on a shtar, and that would indicate that in fact the money belongs to him, because he's the person that's written in the deed, he's the person that is written in the shtar halvo, so that will be his proof that he had independent money with which he purchased the fields or he lent. He was a malva. Amalei Rava l'Rav Nachman. Rava said to Rav Nachman, Ha Rav or Shmuel. First, we have a machloikis in this whole union between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that it is the oldest brother who has to bring a raya. Shmuel says it is the brothers who have to bring a raya, that he did not have independent money. That's one machloikis. Then in Rav, we have Ha Rav of Rav Sheshes. What is the raya? Is it Edim or is it a shtar? So, Mar, Keman Sirle, who do you hold like? And there's, who do you pass like Rav or Shmuel? And if you pass like Rav, who do you hold like Rav or Rav Sheshes? Amrlei, so Rav Nachman responded, Ano, Masnisi Adana. I only know a brisa, as the Rashbam explains, and in this brisa, we're going to see clearly that the halacha is like Rav. But as far as the machloikis of Edim or Kiyum Shtar, the machloikis in Rav between Rav and Rav Sheshes, I don't know. However, the Rashbam brings down on the fourth medium-wide line of the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Chananel Pasak, Be'edim tzorech lavi raya v'lo b'kim ashtar. Da filo Rav Sheshes moita de raya be'edim shavi yos b'kim ashtar. Avada raya with edim is stronger than the henpik that Beis Din will give, and that's why, since we don't know who the halach is like, we're going to paskin that you need the better raya, which is the raya of Rabba with Edom, the Sanya. Now comes the raya that we paskin in general in this shiloh, like Rav, that the Olav Lahavi raya. He has to bring a raya that he had independent money. The Sanya we learned in our braisa. Echem and Achon Shrei Nights of Nights of Teich Abayis. One of the brothers who was managing the affairs of the estate. And we had Shtari Mecher and we had Shtari Havor that were going out on his name. And he said that this was my personal money and these deeds and the Shtari Havor are mine, not my other brothers. How did I have independent money? I got it from my maternal grandfather. All of Lavi Raya, he has to bring a Raya like Rav Paskin. V'cheino Isha, an Isha who's an Almona, Shehi Naisas V'naisanas B'tachabai, she's managing the affairs of the Yisraim after her husband, after their father passed away. V'hoyu Oynes Yishtoros Yoyetz Nashma, and Shtari Mechren and Shtari Vol were going out on her name. V'amren, she said Shalihain, that these are my personal store rice because it came from my personal money. It did not come from the estate of the Yisraimim. Shanafuli, how did it come to me? Mi base avi abba, it came from my father's father. Oi, mi base avi ima, or from my maternal grandfather, from my mother's father. And the Rashbam says, really, she could have said it came from my father. He just wants to make it symmetrical, since the case of the brother, the oldest brother, was that he said he got money from his mother's father, so it made the same case over here, but really she could have said, I got it directly from my father. So the din is, Olel Avi Raya, she must bring the Raya, and not the Yisayman. Ask the Gemara, my V'chein, when you say not only by a case of an older brother, but V'chein by the wife, the Almana. V'chein always, as the Rashbam explains, indicates not only in this easier case, but even in the harder case. In what way is there a bigger chiddush in the case of the almana? So the Gemara answers, Ma'u, the same I would have thought Isha, by a woman. Kivin de shvicha la milsa, since it is a praise for her, the Amri that people say, Katorche Kami Yasmi, look what a good mother she is. She's taking care of the Yisayimim. And the Rashbam says also, she feels good that Bezdin trusts her with this responsibility to be an apotropos on behalf of the Yisayimim. So she does not want to hurt that trust that everyone has in her, and her good name that she's getting in the public. Look how well she's taken care after her husband died of the assignment. So I would have thought, like Goslami Yasmi, that in this case we don't have to be choishish that she stole from the assignment. We should believe her that she had independent money. Kamash Malan, that even in spite of this, maybe she still stole from the assignment, and therefore the din is that she is mechuyev to bring a riot that she had independent money. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. B'medvar Mamur, when is there a concept of Chazak of 3 years? B'machzik, when someone is ma'arer that you don't own this piece of property, it's mine, what are you doing on my property? So then, if he was there 3 years eating the payrus of the property, and the other one didn't protest, then it's a raya that it belongs to the person who is now occupying that piece of property. Avo benoise matana, but if somebody gives a matana, or v'achin shechalku, or brothers who split up an estate, or someone who's zoich in nichse hager, which there are no yorshim to the ger, it's hefker. So then the Mishnah says that if noal goder porch kolshu harezu chazaka, that if the person who was told to make a chazaka closes the door, we'll see various pshatim to rishonim exactly what the kinyan of chazaka is when it is noal. Goder, he made a fence around the property. Or Poratz Koshu, or he made a breach, a small breach in the property. By doing all these things, he's showing that he is the Baal. He owns this piece of property. So then, that is the kinyan of Chazaka. Ask the Gemara, Otu kol hani damrinin lav b'nei Chazaka ninu. It seems from reading the Mishnah that the Mishnah says that there's a concept of Chazaka of 3 years, but in these other cases of Noisa Matana, Achen Shechalku, and someone who's Zoicha in Hamachzik B'nichse Ager, there's no concept of a Chazaka. But that itself is Chazaka. Noel got a report. That itself is a Kenyan of Chazaka. What do you mean there's no Chazaka? Answers the Gemara, Suri Machzir V'achiktani. There are words missing from the Mishnah, and this is what really it's supposed to say in the Mishnah. B'med, Vorma, Murm, when do we have the concept of Gimel Shanim as a Raya? That's B'chazaka Sheishim Atayna. As the Rashban explains, if there's a Ma'arer, Kegoin, Moich Aymer, Loi Machartiv, Lekeich Aymer Lekachti. The Moich says, I never sold it to you. He's the Ma'arer. And he's protesting, he's saying, this belongs to me. V'lokeich Aymer, the one who's on the property, says, Lakachti, I bought it from you. So then we say that if you were there 3 years without a protest eating the fruit, that's a riot that it's yours. Avol chazaka she'eni matayda. But when there's no machlokas between the moicher and the lekeach, between the ma'ar and the machzik, but rather the makne wants to give it over to the kainah, there's no dispute. So then you don't need 3 years a chazaka of a raya. Then there's a different type of chazaka. Then the chazaka serves as a kinyan, and that kinyan is right away. You don't even have to wait 3 years. That's what the Mishnah is trying to say. Where do you have a chazaka she'eni matayna, kigoyin, nois matana? If I want to give you a present, or va'achin shechalku, that they divide up the estate, at what point can they not renege on the deal once a chazaka has been made in the karka? Or v'amachzik b'nichsei ager, at what point can that person be zocha in the property which is hefker of the ger, since it's the lemikne ba'almahu, since hu de boy, as the Bach puts in, since the purpose is to make a kinyan, that's what's required. We don't need a raya that you were kainet, but rather everybody wants you to be kainet. The question is, at what point did you show your ownership over this property? The answer is, if Noal, Goder, Poritz, Koshu, as the Rashbam says, if there are Edim that saw that you did one of these various methods of Chazaka, Harezu Chazaka, then you have a Chazaka not of a Raya of Shol Shonim, but you have a Chazaka of a Kinyan, and that happens right away. What exactly is the Chazaka of Noal? So here we have at least five pshatim in the Rishayim. The Rashbam, which is brought down on Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, says that it's not just closing a door, but you have to actually make a door or make a lock. But closing a door itself is not sufficient for this type of chazaka. Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos that starts on Nun Beis Amid Beis and goes on to Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, Divrei Hamaskel Noal, approximately 10 lines from the top of Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, says, Alma b'ne'ila l'chuda kanya. Tosfos Shita is that all you have to do is close the door. You don't have to make a lock. You don't have to make a door. Closing the door shows that you're the Baal HaBos. The Rosh says, no, closing alone is not enough. You have to do it with a key. You have to lock it, not just close it, but lock with a key. The Rabbeinu Yoina, and so the Yad Ramah, says that you don't necessarily need closing, even opening a door, which was closed, that itself is sufficient. The Rosh and the Ritva disagree with this. And finally, you have the sheet of the Rambam, who holds that you have to do two things. You have to close it, and right away to open it. And the Kesef Mishnah explains that that shows that you're the Baal. Because if you were doing it for somebody else, and he would ask you to close it, normally he would ask you to keep it closed. The fact that you close it and right away open it up, that's a sign that you're not doing it on behalf of the owner, but rather you're demonstrating ownership. I now am becoming the owner, and that's why I close it, and I decide right away to open it up. So that is those are the various shitas in what the Kenyan of Chazaka called Noal is. Tani Rav Hoshia, or as the Masoret Shas brings down from the Rosh, Rav Sharbia, and so the Bach also is Goyrus Tani Rav Sharbia, B'Kiddushin D'Bei Levi. What does it mean, B'Kiddushin D'Bei Levi? There's Machlokes Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom. Rashbam, third wide line at the bottom of the Amud, says, B'Toisefta D'Mesechta Kiddushin, Shesidir Levi, K'moy Shesidir Rav Chiya Rav Oishu. Just like we know Rav Chiya Rav Oishu were Mesader the Brises, so too Levi was Mesader the Tosefta, the Brisa of Mesechta Kiddushin. That's Pshat, Kiddushin to Bei Levi, the Tosefta Mesechta Kiddushin, which Levi was Mesader. The Rabbeinu Gershon, around 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud of Rabbeinu Gershon, says, B'Mesechta Kiddushin B'Beis HaMedrash Levi. The Gemara Kiddushin that was learnt in the Beis HaMedrash of Levi, that's where Rav Oishia or Rav Sharbia said the following halacha. Noal goder paretz kolshu bifonov, if it's in front of the meicher, harezu chazaka. Then it's a chazaka. Ask the Gemara, bifonov in shaloi, bifonov loi. Is it only a chazaka if it's done right in front of him? But if it's not done right in front of him, it's not a good chazaka. L'charich a chazaka should be good even if it's not done in front of the meicher. Amar Rava. Rava says, yes, it is a good chazaka, but there is a difference between bifonov and shaloi bifonov. Hachi kamar. This is what Rav Hoshia or Rav Sharbia meant to say. If it was done in front of the Moicher, and he sees what the Lekeach is doing, and the Lekeach does Noel Gutter Ports Kol Shehu, so then it is a Chazaka. And it shows that the Moicher is willing to go through with the sale, and therefore, he kept quiet. He didn't protest because he wants the sale to go through. And once this act is done in his karka of Noel Gutter Poratz, so then the moicher cannot renege anymore on the deal. It's a deal. And now, even though the money hasn't been given yet, the lekeach is chayiv to pay, as the Rashbam explains, the sale price to the moicher, but the deal is now a deal, and it's not necessary for him to say, Leich go chazeku kni, make chazaka and be kaina. However, as we turn to the top of daf, Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, shalai b'fanav, if it's not in front of him, as the Rashbam explains, it's speaking about that the chazaka took place in a different city than the moicher, or even in the same city, but it was done without the das of the moicher. Then it will not be a chazaka unless tzarich l'meimer le'ilei chazek u'kni. It will only be a chazaka if the moicher told the keach, go make a chazaka and be koinim. And the Rashbam says a chiddush, that even if He paid him the money already. He would not be kind of with the money. Why? Because we're speaking about in a city where they write a shtar. And in such a city, the payment of the money does not help until either a shtar is written or until a chazak is made. As the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chav Vav says, on the Mishnah, and the Chosim Sheesh HaMachrayis, and Niknam Bekesef, so Rav said, Loishan El B'Makim She Ain Kaisun Is Shtar. That's only where they don't write a shtar. Makim She Kaisun Is Shtar. But in a place where they write a shtar, Loikonat She Yichtav Loi Es HaShtar. Then there's no kinyan until he writes the shtar. If the Rashbam says he speaks out befeirish that I want this to be kind of with kesef, I want it to be a kinyan gomer without chazak shtar, it'll work. But if he didn't specify and speak it out clearly, he just stama, he did it, then if it's in a city where they write a shtar, he's not kind of with the mois until there's either a shtar written or chazaka. So we're speaking about in such a city. He said it's stama. And in Mela, if he did it befun of, then it's considered as if he said to him. That's why he didn't protest. It's as if he said leichazeka kni. It's not necessary for him to say leichazeka kni. And the chazaka will lock the mecher in. But if it's shaloi befun of, then he has to speak out and say beferish, leichazeka kni, and then if the money's paid, and then he says leichazeka kni, and then a chazak is made, only then will the mechira be locked in, and the moich will not be able to renege on the mechira. This is the difference between chazaka befana and shalai befana. Both are kinda. The difference is it necessary to speak out leichazeka kni, or it is not necessary. Befanav, it's not necessary. Shalai befanav, it is necessary.